guys, welcome back to another episode of The Photographer's Couch. I am your host, Megan Joelle, and I am going to be super honest with you. This is probably the third time I've tried to record this episode, and it's not because of any technical difficulties. It is because of me. I have this podcast on my heart, my mind lately, and I honestly don't feel like I can articulate it the right way. So I'm going to try again. I feel like third time's a charm. And I just wanted to come to you about responsibility. And I know that if you are a responsible person, you might be like rolling your eyes and be like, what is she going to talk to me about? But I just wanted to tell you about a little mind shift, perspective shift, if you will, that I have started to use when it comes to situations. And I'm just going to give you a couple real life examples. And I just hope that this resonates with you. And I'm going to try to make this quick because I have made this really long in the last few tries and I'm not going to do that this time. So I have this like really strong like phrase that I think of a lot when it comes to my business, but also when it comes to like making hard decisions or having to have hard conversations. And it's just that it is my responsibility as a mom to do this, whatever that is, fill in the blank. Like for an example, it is like today I had an issue with my kids and, you know, I could have just shoved it down, not said anything, like, but I was like, no, it's my responsibility as a mom to have this hard conversation with you. In business, like sometimes you have to have hard conversations. The other day I had something going on with a client and it wasn't right. And normally I would just let it go, but I'm like, no, I can't do this because I'm going to be resentful. I don't want to be doing work that I don't want to do. So I just had the hard conversation about like, hey, this isn't going to work out. Let me tell you what can work out and see if this works out for you kind of thing. And it's just like, I didn't want to have that hard conversation, but it's my responsibility. And just like when I'm doing my job and bossing myself every day, trying to be a business owner, I always go back to, it's my responsibility as a business owner to do these things. And I can't just let them slip because I don't feel like it today, or because I don't think it's working, or whatever the situation. And so with that, as you take responsibility for like, these are the things that I have to do and I'm responsible. At the end of the day, I'm responsible for my business. I'm responsible for how much money it makes, for how much money it spends, for what my reputation is, like all the things. And when you start taking responsibility, I think it's so powerful. And it's such a positive thing. And then you can then, once you take responsibility for the things in your life, and like right now, just talking about business, I feel like you have more control over where you're going to go. So like, just like in life, I feel like, and I'm just as guilty. And again, with this shift, I feel like I have made a lot of positive changes in my life because I started taking control over my life because I'm looking in the mirror, who's responsible. You can't control necessarily some outside influences or things that happen. I mean, just like a big example, if you get hit by a car and you're out for 6 months, or maybe, you know, you can't work for the rest of your life, like, and that super outlier thing, but I'm just giving an example that like you can't control that, but you can control the next thing, right? And like, for example, like, let's say your car got wrecked. Now you have this huge bill. Maybe your insurance didn't cover it because it was your fault or something, you know, whatever the deal. Okay. That happened and that sucks. So are we going to sit in that? Are we going to blame the insurance company because they won't pay for it? Are we going to blame the other person? I mean, yes, it was their fault. Yes, the insurance isn't going to cover it. Okay. What's the next right move? What can we do? And again, I feel like that's like a really big example. I feel like every day there's little teeny things that happen. Like today I got in kind of like a bad mood with my kids, and you know, I could have just sat and been mad and frustrated. My whole day could have been ruined, but instead I decided to think about it for a while, and I sent them each a note of like encouragement and, you know, kind of flipping the script of where we were at. And I could, again, I took responsibility on how I felt, and instead of blaming them, like, oh, they got me in such a bad mood today, or, oh my gosh, they're always fighting and this always happens. Instead, I took responsibility. I'm choosing to feel this way because of their actions. I don't want to feel it that way anymore. So what can I do? What's the next thing that I can do to switch this up? And it doesn't always happen immediately, right? But I will tell you, I've had such a great day today. It did not start off great. But I think it's just taking responsibility for what you can control. And I feel like a lot of times we like to outsource that to other people, to other things. And then we start losing control of our lives and the way that we want to go, the things that we want to do. So I hope that if you are outsourcing how you feel, things that you do, your life, your business, to other people, to other factors. I hope you just step back for a little bit and just say, hey, I'm going to take responsibility for this. I'm going to take responsibility for my health, for my life, for my finances, my business, my parenting, my household. I'm taking responsibility today. And I think that that's going to be super empowering for you. At least it was for me. So let me know if there's something that you need to take responsibility of. I'd love to hear it. And I'd love to hear how hopefully this perspective shift is beneficial to you. So see you on the next episode.